in my mind. This is often repeated. And the good that is done in the month of Ramadan is carried through the year. And the same applies to the wrong. Someone unfortunately did not appreciate and he carries on with the mischief with the wrong throughout the year. So every second, every moment in this month is extremely precious. That second mustn't go without really engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, some form or the other, whichever way. Heart must be with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, mustn't be turned away from Him. Even if it is that we are in our work, occupation, business, the mind, the heart, the soul is with Allah Ta'ala. In the workplace, that moment that we can't remember Allah Ta'ala directly, remember Him. I remember some over 20 years back, I was returning from Hajj Umrah, and I just remembered my mother had asked for one tasbih, certain type of tasbih. So sometimes you get used to a certain type and you feel comfortable only with that type. So as I'm coming out of the haram in Madina Munawwara, I saw one shop with tasbih and all that. I went inside and I felt so delighted. I was in Ishraq, in Quran Sharif. So when there is someone to attend to and you attended to him and there is nobody to attend to, then remember Allah Ta'ala. Why waste the time? Why let the time go? Nobody knows, nobody can tell which moment is that lucky moment. It will strike. Allah fal ta'arradu laha. Just make yourselves available. May this come, Allah may just open the door. And fortunate is the person that when Allah opens the door and he's there, when this is received. So this is this month. The subject is about dua. And what are the important salient points about dua? إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. Allah starts off, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيًّا. They say, in the ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ تَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَإِنْ the ذِكْرِ الطَّالِحِينَ تَنْزِلُ النِّقْمَةِ. They talk about the pious, and at that time, rahmat descends. Talk about the wrong, then at that time, misery descends. Why allow yourself to be the recipient of misery and wrong? Talk about something good, beneficial in this life, beneficial in the hereafter. Talk about something good. Better is talk about good people, otherwise some good work. And at the least, something that will be beneficial. One friend was explaining that his friends, whenever they get together, they talk about business. Then, after some time, they began to talk about the talk shows that they have on the radio. So he's getting splashed down and he's getting bashed down. He said this and he said, hey. This is at that time I just thought, had they been talking about business, it would have been better. How much tin fish going for? How much jute and sardine going for? How much onions are selling for? Could have spoken about that, some would have benefited. But now, we'll talk about some dini work, or some program, or some personality. One person is going to have one opinion, someone else is going to have some other opinion. In the process, someone is getting smashed down, someone is getting bashed down. We don't know how much of it is the truth, how much of it is not true, but we're going to formulate an opinion from that point. someone said something and you formulated an opinion. And then you behave according to your opinion. See, someone said something, but your mind is made up. When your mind is made up, then you behave like that. In the past few days, Ibrahim was reading on the protecting of the tongue. But the ulama say, wasam akasun kasoni lisanik. Like how you take care of your tongue, take care of your ears as well. One moment, your mind can just go on this side. One moment, it can go on the other end. So, you're seeing now someone is talking about things that are not right. So move away. Don't remain there. Don't join them, don't remain there. Just move away. Straight move away. Under some pretext or the other. And nowadays it's so easy to move away. You just put up phone and you can move. Doesn't happen. Just pull up the phone. Who's calling? I just move away. So gently you move away. There's easy ways to move away. But the person's mind must be made up. Not to get into controversy, not to get into things where your mind will be polluted about someone. Why must you get into that? Either controversy or your mind is polluted about someone. You got one person, one peg or one mentor, hold on, carry on. Then when you'll be listening and then you'll compare, then you'll discuss, then you'll run down someone, then you'll disgrace someone, you'll pull out his faults. Isme aapka kya fayda? What fayda you got? Alright, you ran this person down, you disgraced that person, you hit him, what did you get out of it? When a businessman, think about business. You get some business out of the whole thing. Okay. So we say, even your ears, and guard your ears. See, what are the times, the misuse of these faculties, these precious gifts of Allah Ta'ala, misuse of it, deprives you of a lot of good. You heard something, you saw something, and you formulated a wrong opinion, then you are deprived. For many days you are deprived. So don't get into it. Why must you get into it? It doesn't concern us, nor is it of our level of understanding, nor perhaps we have heard all the arguments, we haven't heard it. And meanwhile, you got one, two ulama, one, two buzurgan deen, you're holding on to them. But look for your dini progress. Where's your dini progress? You saw the person, you are quite comfortable, you're quite confident, just hold on to him and move on. Then why do you need to compare and find out what he said, what that person said, what the radio said, what the WhatsApp is talking about? Why do you need to do that? In a moment, everything can just crash. Just 1 minute, 1 second. We're doing these things here. In the past, when you're sincere, Allah Pak opens the way. Simple people, and in simple maneuvers, Allah Pak opens the way for them. Yes. The jamaat that used to come in the past, very simple people, very simple. But in the simplicity, they talk gems. Look at their lives. The way they talk, very simple they talk. But in tahajjud they are crying. In the talk you can get real, real precious gems you can get. No elaborate talks, but you know, it has a magnificent effect. So around 65, the Mastura Jamaat work started here, in South Africa. I can still remember how it started. Masturat Uman Jamaat. And they were attracting a lot of crowds. The Jamaat came from Bombay, right? And the names also sound quite nice. Some Appa's name was Jannat Appa, or as Rahmat Appa. So, you know, it's amusing, but it's quite nice. Jannat Appa. So now, at the beginning, they're attracting a lot of crowds. Now to Alhamdulillah we get a lot of response, good response. But we don't feel comfortable until we don't talk something controversial. Talk controversial, then that's the spice, you see. So, there's food now, and we need some chutney to send it down, achar, to push it down. So someone, pick out someone, smash him, hurt him. Imam Bukhari sahab, rahmatullah, they talk about him, says, from the day I knew that ghibat is haram, alhamdulillah, I never engaged into it. We extolled his virtues, you know, about his memory, the khidmat, that he, 90,000 people learned directly under him. So we extolled his virtues, but then did you see the man, what he was doing, how he was practicing, his personal self, how he carried, how he conducted himself. And to be such an imam, he is a referral point. So people are referring to him. When people are referring to him, then many a times when you are the referral point, then a lot of stories are heard. But in all this, he says, I never engaged in ghibat for all that period. All that period of ghibat. See, you don't just become an imam like that. Allah doesn't just give you acceptance like that. So anyway, they had the program. The response was fantastic. So now, after the program, obviously the jamaats that came, they'll make ikhtilat, you know how they say ikhtilat, they mix up. So the mixing up is to encourage, alright, encourage them, alright, go for 3 days, 2 days, they'll teach them one dua, you know, this is a dua you can read, something good they will pass on. So that must be the frame of our mind. Fault, they may not be a person who doesn't have a fault. Right? And we don't have to dig and find out the faults. We don't have to. Yes, if the fault, if the mistake is open, it's an open mistake, we rectify it. Otherwise, if it's something discreet, something hidden, we don't have to unearth that thing. If it's open, we correct it. Imam made a mistake, right? It's an open mistake, we correct it, don't be corrected. In his qiraat, instead of reading 3 rakats, he read 4 rakats, don't be corrected. So if the mistake is apparent, be corrected. Child reading Quran Sharif and is reading incorrectly, we correct him. Don't we do that? Someone is eating with the left hand instead of the right hand, don't be corrected. So if the mistake is open, be corrected. But if the mistake is in, we don't have to go and find out why, what he said, why he said it, all that. But it's open, it's a duty to correct it, to rectify it. Sometimes you go on the extremes, so not be neutral, be good to everybody. So someone drinking wine, also be good with him, sit down and talk to him. He's taking ganja and drugs, be happy with him as well. Can't do that. Inna la najlisu ala ma'idatin yudaru alayha al-khamr. We can't be sitting around, the wine is being served. Can't do that. So anyway, they're doing that ikhtilat. While they're doing that ikhtilat, so one woman said, what do you have to say about Urus and Agyarvi Sharif? Now she knows, Janat Appa, they come from Bombay. So Bombay people are quite smart and they sharp, they understand. So she had to do it very smartly. She says, you know, I don't know much about that, but I know now this is my Ishraq time. You know? And that Ishraq time, there's so much of sawab. 4 rakats and Allah Ta'ala will ease in the day's work. I get Hajj, Maqbool sawab. I just do it, I get so much of sawab. Please now, you know, I'm just going to make wuzu and make my 4 rakat namaz. The whole attention is diverted. So these old workers, alhamdulillah, you saw simplicity in them, but a lot of intelligence. Simple approach, simple work, no sophisticated, but they were on the mark. Again, someone tried to do something controversial. Right? And when these old workers came, these elders came just now, Ismail Khudra. So, All they said, you know, make Salatul Hajat, we all need it, you know. For us, for everybody, make Salatul Hajat. Class, diffuse the whole thing. Who's right, who's not right, all that. So going into that, Nizamuddin, Shura, all that. You keep extolling his virtue, he'll extol his virtue. Will you come to any closure? So you know, make Salatul Hajat, you know. Make Salatul Hajat, Allah will listen to our du'as. Istighfar, Salatul Hajat, make for me also. For you also. Class, another story. That alim who is in that position, he has to answer. Let him do his job. But now we mustn't assume to be in his position. He is in that position, he is in that league, he can talk in that, right? So we will not discredit him. He's talking the truth. His approach, he knows it's between him and Allah Ta'ala. He feels it's wrong, therefore he needs to correct it. Leave it to him. But what is it? Our work now to go get into him, why he spoke like this, and why he to explain his old Jama'at people, simple style, a lot of work is done. There's less talk, but a lot of work, zikr, tilawat, namaz, crying to Allah Ta'ala, a lot of order, a lot of obedience to the Amir. I would see in the early days, 60s, 70s, like a country like America, London, everybody would like to go, right? First world, right? Now the Jamaat is just prepared. At the 11th hour they say this is the Kaza in Malawi. And without a frown, they're there. Now, imagine, you know, it's such a difficult, difficult moment, because that going to London, going via Umrah. So it's a double thing, you're cashing it. And just then it's told, the Amir Sahib says, there's a genuine takaza in Malawi. No frown, absolutely. So that brings about the acceptance. Listening, humbling yourself, submission. Not what I want, what the elders want, what Allah Pak wants. We have given ourselves to the elders, they know more of Udeen, we don't know so much. We respect them, let's go with it. But you see this submission, Allah Pak likes that. In Tasawwuf, the same thing is called Fana. Fana means your sifat and your takazas annihilated. In other words, the wrong sifat that I knew, like jealousy, pride, ostentation, show, greed, not being content, right? So all that you have made fana of. You know, fana means fana'i razai. Fana'i razai. And also it refers to taqlila ibahat. The wrongs, you made fana of it, all complete. Right? And things that are mubah, permissible, then you didn't leave it out, but you decreased it. You don't go increasing the permissible luxuries. Luxuries, you don't keep increasing. Otherwise, sky will be the limit. So now this year we went to the Bergs. Our Berg is enough now. Now we have to go to tables. From Bergs to tables. Now we saw the tables now. What? Phir jaakar kiya tha. Let's go somewhere now. Disneyland. After that, then what? Class. So, what they are saying, the Razail you eliminate. The wrong spiritual diseases, wrong spiritual wrongs, you annihilate completely. And the luxuries, you decrease. You don't leave it out entirely. Otherwise, your nafs will start rebelling. So you decrease, not so much, not every day now, alright? Pride now and then is alright. Bite a burger now and then, you enjoy it, right? Ice cream now and then, right? Now, I must have ice cream every day after Isha. Half a liter I must have. And I can't have the same flavor, you know. Today is raspberry, tomorrow is chocolate, and the other day is whatever else, right? Tin roof. What's it called? Tin roof, huh? So, you want to keep doing these things here. There's not going to be a limit. So, this Mashaikh Allah Pak blessed them, they have so well, it has decreased. Now, even the health specialists are saying, that simple foods is good for your body. Eating bhaji, right, herbs, all that you're eating, right, less oil. Let's say for your stomach it's good, for your health it's good. Listen to our ayat. Steak today, tomorrow with the chops, and then after that your body has, body says, I got a limit. I can take so much fat, so much sugar, so much vitamins, so much of carbs I can take, right? I got a limit. I can't take more than the limit. So you must take. If someone asks you to carry, say, 30 kilos, or it manages, right? But he says, 45 kilos more. My limit is 30. I can't carry more than that. So I'm going to carry, I'm going to get pain. I'm going to take it on the plane, I'll have to pay there. Yeah, I'll pay there, and there I'll pay. Both ways I'm going to lose. In the plane you can't take. On your hand you can't carry. You're taking more than what you can manage. Some way you're going to break. So the same now here, you take what you can manage. How much you can manage, take that much. Eat also. Enjoy. But don't indulge excessively. Any comfort, even in intimacy, don't indulge too much. Right? There was an urge, or it you ate, whatever, indulge, etc. It's all right. But now overindulgence, then that can cause problems for you. In food also it causes problems. You see, most of the problem is because of the food. If you ask the doctor, the pastor, they say, you know, you did not have a system, you know, you were not disciplined in your eating. You ask them, you know, you were not disciplined. So now this, you've got a problem now. Now this is a terminal problem. You have to live with it now. But you didn't take care of yourself in the beginning. Sometimes it is because of not being disciplined, and sometimes it is because of you stressing. So the health is generally because of not being disciplined in your eating habits, or you stressing. You're taking on more than what you can. You take how much you can manage. This is the amount of stress I can. You can handle this much, and let me take this much. I can't manage this, leave it out. But you stressed because you took on more worries, or you took on more food in your stomach. Now someone will have to do the work. Who asked you to do it? How much you can manage? Allah Pak himself says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. I only compel you according to your capacity, how much you can manage. Who asked you to take more worries? Who asked you to take more loads of food? What you can manage nicely, comfortably. So we're talking of Zikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. Allah's special mercy is being directed to Zakariya alayhi salam. And I branched off, I said, we talk about good people, good works, good comes about. What about wrong things, then the misery comes about. Nikmah, misery. You don't feel good after that. Spoke about good, some Buzurgan ad-Din. Even if it's something light-hearted of the Buzurgan ad-Din, then too you feel so nice about it. But it's our Awliya, our Buzurgan ad-Din. And in everything of this, there's some listen. Al-Mawla Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi had passed away. Al-Mawla Ilyas Sahib, Al-Sheikh Rahmatullahi, Al-Sheikh Al-Islam, Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi, they went to his daughter Safiya. She was amongst the great Awliya, very great Awliya she was. So they went to the house. So she says, you see, meal's time, you'll sit down, and I'll be so swift with the rotis ke tar ban jayega, tar kabhi tootega nahi. There'll be just rotis just flowing in succession. It won't be that you'll have to wait for a roti. As you finish one, and the second one will be there. As the second one is finished, and the third one is there. I was giving a challenge, it's a dangerous thing, isn't it? Give a challenge, it's a dangerous thing. So three Buzurgas, three, you know, world class Buzurgas, I think. So Madhuri Sahib Rahmatullah, the rotis came first. the Falun is still coming, the Kadi is still coming. So he's telling them, let's finish it up, let's wipe it up quickly. They finished the roti. Now the curry came. Okay, let's drink the curry. Now they're waiting for the roti. The roti came for the second time, they wipe it off. Now from behind the curtain, that Safiya Begum, that's the one, the Muslim from his daughter, that's among the very great awliya. She said, "Are tum kahe jate ho Sheikh ul Hadith, Sheikh ul Islam, bani ya tabligh kahe jate hai. Bachpana bhi tak gaya nahi. You know, you're so great on your own side, but your childishness hasn't gone. It brought a happiness. In other words, to see them not having any informality, casual approach, no formality. So this Muzuwanadin and even the light-hearted incidents also bring so much of good. Now you talk about other things, the controversy here, the fight here, but how does it concern you? How does it relate to you? Why must you be deprived of your own good? I tell the worst comes scenario, talk about something material, alright. Cement is selling cheap here, so talk about Lifebuoy soap is going cheap here, Sunlight soap, Lux. Talk about something, at least it will be of benefit to some person, but don't talk about anybody. Talk about deen primarily, but if there is no deen issue that can be discussed, talk about something. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. So Allah Ta'ala is explaining what is the approach in dua. You know, 78 I completed by the grace of Allah, because my father hadn't listened to my tarawih. Because before that, I was in Miyaswam. In Miyaswam they would give the venues, you could perform tarawih here, put tarawih there. Right. And then I was in India from Miyasam Ramadan and then India. For 2 years I did Tarawih there. Now my father hadn't heard my Tarawih, so he wanted me to come. So I came in 78. So India, I got into the habit that I must finish Tarawih quickly. 10 days, 7 days, 8 days, finish it up. Now I finished the Tarawih now. I said, now what to do? So there was a Jamaat from India. You know that you must have heard of Nadir Ali Khan and all these people here. But I remember that Jamaat, you know, I spent about 9 days. That was the maximum. Allah Pak, forgive me. No 4 months, no 40 days, I think. So that was the maximum that I spent. But they would start buzzing at about 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Quran Sharif, Namaz, crying, Zikr, the whole masjid is echoing. You know, that vibrant feeling you get. Simple people, although later on I discovered one was a professor, one was like this, one was this. But their style is so simple, down to earth, clear. They talk to you like, you know, a lot of respect. The style was too overwhelming. See, you know, the ikram. This ikram is supposed to be learnt in Jamaat and then applied outside Jamaat. Learn it here and apply it in your home, in your business, everywhere else apply it. It's not supposed to be just learned and practiced here. No. Sometimes we know about it, now finished. No. It's to be learned again and again. The akhlaq, you have to improve and you have to correct yourself all the time. You know, small mistakes, big mistakes. You count it as small. It must be a serious thing. Like I see now in the radio shows and talk shows and all that. So many times there's so much of rebirth and all carrying on. So much of misinformation, disinformation. So many times it carries on. And nobody will check the thing. And I say this type of thing, you just read things, so listen to things, and I ask you, doesn't it then affect your mind? But normally the boys, sometimes they bring the small magazines, you know, Muslim magazines. Ummat and Islam alive and Muslim woman all that. So I take all of it. But I see nearly everyone that I see got some wrong. That it'll definitely corrupt the person's mind. I check the thing. The thing is not alright. Will it corrupt this child's mind or not? I read the thing. I see 9 out of 10 is corrupting the mind. It's not a service to the ummah. Once more, Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, just coming out of Madison Road, he says, see these magazines. There's 70-80% all advertisements, 10-15% is all Muslim things. Can you call it a Muslim magazine? So that's why I'm very careful about it. You rather read less, but know what you're reading is absolutely sure. Fazail Amal, Fazail Sadaqat, Fazail Durus Sharif, Fazail Hajj, according to the season, etc. Read that thing. And read over and over again. And then, similarly, Sirat al Mustafa, best is ever, have a day for it. So your children are learning the rules and they are getting inspired also. Right? You do this, this is a sawab for it. You won't do it, you get deprived of that. So one is you learn the rules in best is ever, then they know the virtue for that. You know? Like I was just telling you know, some friends that people complain that you can't go for Umrah and all that before this could open up. I said, but don't make yourself miserable. Where there is a substitute, go for the substitute. I said, see, there's a hadith, you make wuzu at home and come and read your charge namaz in the masjid. So you're getting an umrah like you tried on your ihram coming for umrah. And now my fortune is if I have to come to the office I must pass the masjid from home. So I said, why don't I just make wuzu in these days, go into the masjid, read 2 rakat namaz and cash in the thawab. Now keep from, you know, they did this, the Covid did this, and this one did this. What are you going to get out of it? Oh, America is doing this, and Russia is doing this, and China did that. Is there aapka kya fayda hoga? Can you fight them? Can you win them? Do something. It mustn't be that they hit you down, and you're hitting yourself as well. If they're hitting you, you look after yourself. So, no, alright, I can't get the original sawab. Let me look, what's the substitute? The substitute has come to the masjid. What time Ishraq namaz I'm reading, right? Reading an Umrah, Hajj Salah. Aren't you getting, you're sitting in the same spot. So I can't get that, alright? I mustn't lose altogether. You know, they say also, Ma la yudraku kulluhu. La yudraku kulluhu. You can't get it altogether. And don't leave it altogether. You don't say, you don't apply this, you know, if I don't have chops, and I don't have burgers, I'm not going to eat. Don't mind, today I'll eat masoor and mug and bhaji I'll eat, right? That other day, that day that you get biryani, I'll eat that as well. But now you need something to for yourself to run. So no, until I don't eat, I get this thing here, I'm not going to eat. You're starved, aren't you? So what you can't achieve completely, then don't leave out completely. So alright, what's an alternative? What's a substitute? How can I, you know, compensate? And I missed out this thing. How can I compensate for it? Now you think like that. You're thinking constructive, thinking positive. You're creating an avenue for people, for yourself and for people. You're positive, you're constructive, encouraging. Okay. So there are ways to the hadith also says, Bashiru wala tu nafiru, yassiru wala tu asiru. Make it easy. Tell them the good things. Don't keep now chasing them. Wala tu nafiru. You know, do this, do this. Create despondency, create an aversion, create split in the ummah. Why do all that? See, it's my Godran king, right? So someone spoke about this thing. So, Salatul Hajat parlo. اور خدا سے رو کر کے مانگو خلاص. You know, I heard this the day it happened, I think the same day, but I can't marvel, I can't stop marveling. A simple answer, but he tied up and he showed you a solution. Here's the solution. it's showing you something constructive, positive. It's giving you a direction. Doesn't it give you a direction? Something to think about. See these elders that sacrifice they made. So Allah Ta'ala inspires the hearts. There's a noor in the hearts. You know, the last time we spoke about noor. Until your heart is not enlightened, you can't see. You'll think, oh, I must discuss it, I must read this, I must be enlightened. You won't get enlightened. You get endarkened. Not at all enlightened. You get deep into the argument. You won't get anything. And this, the simple thing is, be small, think yourself are nothing. That was the Akabir, they know it. You listen to them. What he said? Just cry and ask Allah Ta'ala. Anything to fight about. Anything to be miserable about, nothing. So what do we get into this thing here? Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu zakariya. Allah pe khuda ke pyare hai. They talk of Allah ke pyare. So we wish ke hume bhi khuda ki pyar mil jaye. Don't wish for, we also get the love. So this whole first two verses is showing you the adab of dua. When you're beseeching Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala, then what your approach must be? What's the mindset, what's the approach? Is nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. Softly, humility. He's asking, beseeching Allah Ta'ala, please. Do something for me, please. Can you see that the tone, please? Make it happen for me. Can you see? If you're going to be talking like this, softly, with humility, right? I say, zalim ka dil bhi pigal jayega. What? The zalim's heart also will melt. And arhamur rahimin? Why won't he bless you? When you're talking like that, please, I'm desperate. I need your help, Allah. Please, make a plan for me, please, Allah. So you're talking in a state of desperation. So you talk like that, then Allah also, his gates just open out. His gates just open out. We're talking with desperation, with humility, softly. If nada rabbu, dua is not to be read, it's to be begged. We think that dua is read, not begged, not read, it's begged. So a beggar is different. When he wants something from you, a boss, man, boss. See the first word that comes out, boss. He puts you up, isn't it? Make a plan, man, you know. Nothing for the children. When they say that, his hands are stretched, he lowers himself, he got a humble voice, and see, he calls you boss. Right? Don't you want to give him something? You want to give him. From these corners also you can learn something. Your mind is open, you can learn. When you shut your mind, how are you going to learn? Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah, he says that when I was doing a translation, you know, he's translating about the first time. Abdul Shah Waliullah Sahib and Shah Rafiuddin Sahib, he's one of the first. His translation, other translation, the difference was that it's Urdu and it was like Aam Faham, Wattahat Allah. One is I gave word for word, and I gave one, I captured the meaning and I gave it. So that was the first translation that was like that. So that's Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib. 40 years he sat in Ehtikaf. Yeah, we said 10 days. No, I sat for Ehtikaf. Yeah, he sat 40 years. He sat 40 years. So I was doing a tarjama now, and I came across the verse, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَا. اس سے پہلے میں مر جاتی. But this is a با محاورہ كُنْتُ نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَا. I couldn't get in. How to translate it in English, in Urdu. So I got them. میں اس سے پہلے مر جاتی. فَكُنْتُ نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَا. I was a forgotten thing, like, you know. نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَا بَا مُحَارَا. You know how you come across, how you speak. But ba muhawara, how when you say ba muhawara, then what it means, you must get the understanding in one stroke. But you don't have to say yani, yani, you know, like one shot. I explain the thing, and one shot you got it. How nice don't you feel? You gave a thing, but one shot you got it. I gave a tahat al-lafz tarjuma. I don't say you did wrong, but it takes time for the reader to come to terms. But now you thought about it, and you said, thought to yourself, I must give it in such words that in one shot you must get it. One stroke, you must just strike it. So, he says, I'm trying to look, can't get that word. In the meanwhile, there were two women, right, they were passing the road, and they were talking. So, this woman, India, up to recent, now I don't know what the story now, but up to recently, until you were there, so the milkman comes and he measures it in his cup and gives it into your pot. Measures, you got a measuring cup. How much you want? Half liter, 1 liter. You give the cash and he pours it, right? So this milk woman came, she was crossing. So she is discussing with her friend. Arey, kis kadar mein pareshan ho gayi, mein bhooli basri ho jati, mein bhooli basri ho jati. Now that's a baab muhawara tarjuma, you know, translation that you get in one stroke. Then I don't say yani and give another 10 sentences to explain from here. One stroke you got it. You know, when you're reading an article, you want a flow, isn't it? You don't go, hey, what is he saying here? You don't want that to happen. You want a flow. So, in that, you have to, the writer has to take that burden on himself, that he must think now, how must I express it that he gets it in one stroke? The other way is the reader is burdened now, what is the writer saying? But that writer is too compassionate and loving. If he takes the burden on himself, say now, in what words I must express it, that this reader must get it one shot. The same happens in a class also, in a madrasa. Right? It's a difficult concept, but now let me grasp it full. So it's a very difficult concept, right? But let me grasp it. I will take the burden on myself, what words I must explain it. And I gave it in 3 words, in the whole class about it. So now that's a compassion, a teacher with compassion, a teacher with love. That was Rasulullah Baksan, isn't it? Mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim, compassionate, loving, kind. Allah Baksan.